it's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and we are working on building lives that are de-stressed. For the last several weeks, we have been focused on practices and habits that we can build that are going to allow us to create this life that is de-stressed, because stress keeps us from living our thriving lives. Stress keeps us out of that abundance that we are called to dwell in. Stress opens the door for the rest of those negatives to just come swarming in. So September has been our de-stress month. We started off by understanding what stress really is and what it does to our bodies. And then the next week was all about noise-canceling focus and how we can get rid of the noise and the distractions of the world, or at least block them out. And then last week was Laughing Matters, and we talked about how to laugh and how to, you know, surround ourselves with laughter and building this habit of laughter. And this week, we are meditating on this, because meditation is a great way to either really de-stress your life or really stress your life, depending on how you utilize the meditation skills. And meditation, I think, is one of the biggest misunderstood gifts that we have in our lives. We think of meditation, if you've ever watched Little Bear as the frog on the toadstool doing his alms, or we, you know, have a different version of meditation that we see or we think. But really, meditation is just simply the ability, the skills, the habits that remove and release and protect against stress. It is the honing of the thought and mind process, the focus skills, so to speak. So this week we're going to talk about understanding exactly what meditation is, the power that comes from practice meditation, meditation myths, and what keeps us from embracing meditation, forms of meditation, and finding the right one for your journey at this time, because our journeys change. So how we meditate, when we meditate, where we meditate, all that kind of stuff is going to change. And then finally, we will talk about simple meditation practices, because meditation, like most skills, is a habit that we build and we practice. And the more we build and practice it, the easier it becomes, the stronger it becomes, and the bolder it becomes. But the first and foremost to think about is that we have to understand exactly what meditation is and what it isn't. So meditation, simply defined, let's just take it to its simplest form, is just focused attention or awareness. Nothing more. Focused attention or awareness. In Sunday school, we are going through Be Anxious for Nothing by Max Lucado. And we were talking about the Philippians verse where it says, be anxious for nothing, right? Be anxious for nothing, but everything. What he goes on to say is, meditate on this. Meditate on these things. Meditate on these positive things. Because meditation is utilized throughout Scripture. But it is such a powerful form of clarifying your reality and not getting caught up in the noise of the world like we talked about before, but seeing the truth as the truth instead of the reality as your dictated truth. Okay. So in other words, what we see isn't always what we get. What is right in front of us doesn't have to be our reality. Yes, I know it sounds crazy. But remember, when we're not living of this world, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And when we're not living in the constraints of this world, then it sounds crazy to folks who have not gotten on our ride, correct? Right? Okay, so today we are starting to focus on defining meditation. What is meditation? What is negative meditation? What is positive meditation? Why meditation really matters, and how meditation has been used throughout Scripture. So we've talked a little bit about what meditation is, a simple definition. It is not tuning out. Now, sometimes when you are in deep meditation, you are so focused on what you're doing that you don't hear what's going on around you. Many, many years ago, I had my office set up in our kitchen, right smack in the middle of the house, literally in the center of the house. And in part, it was so that I could hear what was going on around me, but it also made it really easy to fix meals. And so I'm sitting there and I'm really honed in on what I was doing. I had hit a groove with my writing, and that's it. It was the voices, the writing, that's all I was doing. So my husband came in and stood in front of me for several minutes before he said, "I don't understand how you can do that." Because unbeknownst to me, the boys had started a game of kill the spider, smack the spider. That was it. It was called smack the spider. And they had taken a rubber spider and tied it to a string, and one was running through the house while the other one had a fly swatter and was trying to smack the spider that the first one was dragging. And they were just passing through me lap after lap, screaming and hollering, and I was completely oblivious. I was honed in and focused, so I did not hear what was going on in this respect. I knew I was aware, I was conscious of it going on, but I knew that it was nothing that needed concerning, so I was focused more on what I was doing. Turns out that's really what meditation is. You are focused in, honed in on what you're doing. It is not about turning off your emotions, turning off your feelings, but instead it's really about being acutely aware of what is the focus. Which brings us to the second point of understanding meditation, and that is meditation can be negative. When we hone in and focus on negative aspects of our lives, we worry. Worry is simply negative meditation. We are focusing, repeating, chanting, picturing over and over again in our heads this negative outcome, this negative aspect. In this same sense, meditation can be past, not future. We are so focused, we're replaying the past over and over again. We're meditating. The Rosemary, who leads the Sunday school class, said marinate. And that's a great way of looking at it, because it does. It tenderizes our hearts to be more receptive to whatever it is we are meditating on. So it can be negative if we are focused and honing in on those negatives. And negative meditation is simply worry under another mask. The third thing about meditation is that there is positive meditation. There is where we are imagining our big dreams. We are imagining great things coming out. We are repeating the promises that are available to us. And positive meditation could also be called hope. So when we are hoping and really embracing that hope, we are meditating on the hopeful outcome. We're meditating on those positive things that we want for our lives and for the lives of the people around us. So meditation is not just about clearing out your thoughts. It is about honing your thoughts. Whether you're honing your thoughts for the positive or you're honing your thoughts for the negative. Now, it's all well and good to understand why, what meditation is, and the negative meditation versus the positive meditation, or worry versus hope. But why does it really matter? What does it matter to Why should we consider meditation as a part of our journey? And meditation matters because it affects your health, your focus, your it enhances your focus, or can. No, actually it does. It enhances it one way or the other. It can create expanded self-awareness, and it can increase your attention span. And who does not need that in this day and age, right? As medicine is telling us, or science is telling us, or society is telling us that our attention spans are shrinking, maybe it's in part because we have lost the habit of meditation. Now, how meditation will affect you and why it matters is because a positive meditation will affect you in positive ways, right? Makes sense. Whereas negative meditation will affect you in negative ways. The first week of our study about stress, we talked about what health does to us physically and how it drains us. And that is really the culmination of negative meditation. Negative meditation produces the stress and creates these stress-induced health issues, mind issues, thoughts issues. Whereas when we meditate on the positive things and we create this habit of positive meditation, then what we're doing is affecting our health in a positive way because we reduce the stress. So we increase it's kind of like what the benefits of laughter, the health benefits of laughter, and all those great benefits. But we become more aware and understand better our own journey when we meditate on the positives and we take time out to really hone that focus. And because go back to the definition of meditation, which is just simply the attention and awareness of a matter. So when we meditate in a positive manner on situations and matters, then we create an awareness that allows for possibility thinking. That is why it is so important and why meditation matters, because you literally create open windows, open doors when you are meditating on the positive, and it enhances that focus. It makes it even more honed. The more you focus, the more you can focus. Even when there's a storm going on around you, just like I did that day in the kitchen, I was so focused on what I was doing. I was aware of what was going on around me, but I was focused and tuned into where I was meditating, where I was focusing. And finally, it'll expand your attention. It'll increase your attention span. Instead of only being able to sit through, 4 minutes before you have to sit through a 2-minute commercial, you'll be able to sit through, a 2-hour movie. And the last thing that meditation, I need to go meditate. Is that meditation is all throughout Scripture. The encouragement to meditate. It's not just in the Philippians 4:8, like I mentioned earlier, where it says meditate on these positive things. Paul is really encouraging us, meditate on these positive things. Why? Because when you meditate on the positive things, then positive things become your default. But Psalm 1:2 tells us to meditate on the law. Because if you don't meditate and marinate in the law, then it doesn't penetrate your heart. Ooh, I like that. Also Psalm 119 really gets into the whole meditate on God's precepts, God's word, God's laws. It says it multiple times throughout Psalm 119. Because the more we meditate on it, going back to the definition, we become acutely aware. It becomes our default position. That's why it's so important to be meditating on the positives. When you meditate on the negatives, worry becomes your default position. When you meditate on the positives, hope becomes your default position. And when hope is your default position, then possibilities abound. even in the hard times, even when you don't understand what's going on around you, if you keep meditating on the hope will get you through it. And the hope will get you through the tears. And even when the tears burst out at unexpected moments, the hope gets you through because that's what you're meditating on. Proverbs 4:20-22 tells us to meditate on the positives as well. Meditate on the law. Meditate on the law. Meditate on the word. Let that be what you say over and over again. That is why I think it's so important to read through the scripture often. Often. I read through the scripture. I used to read through the scripture every quarter. This year I was reading through the scripture with my family. We go through it once. My husband reads 4 chapters a day starting January 1st, and it takes him through the entire Bible by the end of, or towards the end of December. So I joined him in that endeavor, only because we were doing it as part of our school. We read 5 verses a day and only did Monday through Friday. My husband did 4 verses a day and was doing Monday through Saturday, taking Sunday off. We took the weekends off. But I missed that meditating on the word every single day, or every quarter, going through the entire Bible every quarter. So I'm going back into it. I'm jumping back in. I'm using 90daysthroughthebible.com. I'm using that study to take me through the entire Bible for the last quarter of the year, because meditating on the word feeds that hope, gives that hope strength, gives me the courage to look at the world and go, I don't care what you think. I'm going to walk out the path that has been created for me, that I was designed to walk out, despite you're not understanding it. Shoot, despite me not understanding it, I'm still going to walk it out. And the more we meditate on it, the more we marinate in it, the more it penetrates our heart, settles down into our soul, and expands that heart seed to grow up into more than a mustard seed. But if we're not meditating on that, we're not meditating on God's word and the positive, and instead we're marinating on the world and the worry, then what we do is give power to the world and the worry instead of power to the hope and the word. When we understand what meditation is, the power of focusing and harnessing our thoughts, becoming acutely aware of where we are and what we're doing, then we begin to tap into the potential of our purpose. Because the meditating on God, hope, courage, that leads us into our possibility living. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to thrive. Each and every one of us was made to thrive, but we cannot thrive in worry. Worry will crush us every single time. We only thrive in hope. Thank you so much for joining me for this first installment of Meditate on This, the fourth installment of De-Stressing Our Lives. I am Catherine Lang. This is Growing Hope. Join us if you've missed any of the episodes over at growinghoperadio.com. You can connect with me over on social media. On Facebook, I am The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, I am Catherine C. Lang. And every week, we have a Growing Hope Twitter chat. All you have to do is go to Twitter, follow the hashtag Growing Hope on Wednesdays, 12 p.m. Central, and you can join in the conversation live, or you can join in the conversation anytime you make it over to Twitter. Just tag us with the hashtag Growing Hope. You can meditate on the positives and create possibilities for your life, but you have to choose to meditate on these things. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.